You may find this story a little amusing. Innisfil resident Lynn van der Valk is playing an instrumental role in the development of the Meowsium, billed as Canada's Cat Museum, which is currently in the process of organizing special events at sites across Ontario and Quebec. The first one, held at a Campbellville farm sanctuary in May, featured children's crafts, a vendor market and farm tours. But the long-term goal for organizers is to raise enough support and awareness to become a full-fledged charity and have a permanent museum space clawed out in Montreal within 5 years. From that kitty perch, they would have temporary and standing exhibits, a sanctuary for cats, a feline-themed play area for kids and versatile event space. A co-founder of the Meowsium alongside Montreal resident Akila Nahani, van der Valk wants to give all cat lovers a place to meet, bond and share their interest. Cats tend to be a connection point for a lot of people, she said. They can really lead to deeper connections. People who want to know what's so special about cats can come in and learn. There's a big educational component. She says cats are often misunderstood, but they have played a necessary role throughout human history, from helping to keep rodent populations down on farms to carrying an innate ability to recognize when to nuzzle pained or stressed owners. Cats are known for being standoffish, but that's not the case, van der Valk said. Cats all have individual personalities. It may take longer than a dog to bond with you, but they do. This project was initiated after van der Valk and Nahani met in 2022 and immediately hit it off over their shared love of felines. There are a few similar museums scattered throughout the world, though kitty cafes tend to be more the cat's meow in the Greater Toronto Area, she said. The cause is important to van der Valk, a lover of cats since childhood who currently lives with 5 of her own feline friends. Her fascination started when her family adopted her grandparents' cats after her grandfather died. I was 7 and that was the first time we actually had pets in the home, she said, recalling a time when numbers swelled and 7 adoptees lived in the family home. I've rescued a significant number of cats throughout my life. We ended up having upstairs cats and downstairs cats. There was a cat management system, some of them didn't get along. What we did while I was growing up really provoked a love of animals. Since I was 7, I've never been without a cat. They're a lot of fun. If a permanent space is set up, van der Valk would focus on the sanctuary element. I have a bit more experience in farm sanctuaries and rescuing cats, she said. But a lot of what we do is remote. The co-founders want input on exhibit ideas, and they're also seeking new volunteers and places to host upcoming events, van der Valk said. One of the great concepts about the Meowsium is sharing education and the joy of cats, she said. We're a brand new organization. It's amazing to be able to tell our story. For more information on the Meowsium, visit meowsium.ca or Meowsium. Meowsy on Instagram.